Welcome to 29 Channels with me, the new presenters and the new programs in 29 Channels. I am Rixa, and welcome, and I would like to say happy enthusiastic. I love you here as listeners. Please enthusiastic in every time that you feel happy or you feel sad or whatever, and whenever or whatever you have. Alright, so before I share or we discuss about something with English language in this new program, so I would like to ask all the listeners here, say how are you everyone? I will share something and I wish all listeners are good. Okay, so in this occasion, 29 Channels will have an English sections with me, Rixa. And in this first occasion, I want to talk about how to improve your English or how to speak in English or how to talk in English. No, but in this first section, so this is introduction that I like giving motivation to everyone that have a problem, and I will give the solution, and now I will share by using English language. Alright, so first, this section, I will discuss about at the lowest point. Okay, so before entering into the topic about at the lowest point, I want to ask something that have you ever been at the lowest point before? So have you felt sad or have you felt really down, or yeah, maybe always feel alone in every time and want to disappear from this world, or maybe try to hurt yourself. You take your knife and then maybe cry all day. Have you been? Okay, so if yes, let's discuss about that. Everyone, first, the lowest point is the point where someone will reach the highest point. Believe it. Lowest point doesn't mean that you cannot walk again. You cannot stand again. No, it's wrong. So the lowest point is the point where someone will reach the highest point. And the lowest point, it doesn't mean stopping forever. It means that you cannot walk, you can't stand, and you cannot reach all of that you wanted, and you stuck at that point. No. So, at the lowest point, mean stopping forever? No. And then we'll reach the lowest point of our awareness that as long as we live, this is not optimal in business and prayer. So, it means that when you are at the lowest point, it means that you have to be aware. You have to aware about your condition, that your life will be at the highest point someday, or maybe 1 minute later, or maybe 2 minutes later. If you do not forget about life, you do not forget about a creature, you do not forget about your prayer to God. Yeah, that's about the lowest point. Lowest point is not always talk. Is not stop. It means you cannot stand. No, it's a big wrong. Alright, so maybe usually the young people on this era or in this millennial era, they feel when they are at their lowest point, they don't want to reach again their dream. And when they have a broken heart, for example, or maybe that have the bad effect in school subjects and the condition about friendship in the college, or maybe enoughish, they cannot work again, and those always happened day by day, and then feeling bad in every time. So hello, come on, this is millennial era, so many things can we do. We can do everything. It's not about sad in a whole day. It's not about something that you cannot reach your dream. No, come on. This is the millennial of all technology can help you, or maybe something that really near from you. I believe that really useful for your life. Remember that you were born into this world in a sacred state and will return to holiness. Then life is like a wheel, keep rolling, or even like a roller coaster, where efforts and motivation in life must be balanced. For example, when you take the roller coaster, so what do you feel when you want to take a roller coaster? Have you feel scared, and then you try to pray, but you want to take the roller coaster even you scared. After you scared, you pray, and then you step your foot and then go to the roller coaster sections, and then you take this roller coaster, and then you sit on the roller coaster, and then you pray. After you pray, so what happened? The roller coaster go on and around well, and then you stop safely. So it means that when you want to get something, and then when you get something and then you cannot get it, you cannot reach it, and then you are at the lowest point, and you don't want to do anything, and then you feel bad very much, and then you feel that you cannot stand. Oh my God, come on, hello, this is the millennial. So you have to think that you were born in this world by a holy condition. So you will be back into the holy mission too. So you have to think that life, there is a process like a wheel that I have told before, and when you will like you cannot pass the obstacles in front of your eyes, you think that. Whereas if accompanied by motivation, it can be in the form of prayer or maybe advice or maybe a friend, or maybe your motivation is your competitor. Is it good? And it will be better, right? When you have a motivation in life. For example, I have been at the lowest point, and I think that I cannot talk in English, and I have to try more. And then the second is beside trying more, so I have to find out my motivation to talk English fluently. So who is this, or maybe what is that? Okay, my motivation is children who be able to talk in English fluently whenever the children live. Why? Because I think that, okay, so I am an adult and I cannot talk in English. It's really bad. That because a lot of children there in outside of our environment can be able to talk in English, and they have the ability to talk fully. So why don't I try to be like them? I have to have the motivation, and my motivation is the children. It's like the competitor. So when you are at the lowest point, you have to think that, so who is your motivation? Or maybe your friends, or maybe your parents, or maybe your competitor, or maybe your grandmother, or maybe your father. So I hope all of you here have a motivation. And the important thing in life when you are at the lowest point is you have to think positive. You have to enjoy your life. Just enjoy what you do. Don't do but you enjoy. Why? That because please make it your brain, make it your mind enjoy when you want to do something. when you have been enjoy. So yeah, do it. And you have to try new things. Okay, so I always say that happy and enthusiastic, so you have to be always enthusiastic in everywhere and every time in every section and every condition that you have. Then you have to think positive, and then you have to try new things. And I would like to say again that happy and enthusiastic. Okay, so I have the example, more example. When you break up in love, or maybe you have a broken heart, or when you get fired at work, or even applying for a job and you cannot get a job, or maybe you wanna approach a beautiful woman and it's difficult for you. Okay, so the second example, when you have a broken heart in love, and then you got fired at work, and then when you apply for a job and then you cannot get a job in a long time, year by year, and then month by month, and day by day, or maybe you want to approach a beautiful woman and you cannot be near with her, so it really worst thing, and then you feel that you are at the lowest point. Okay, so I have told you before in the first time, so please come on. This is the millennial era, so please think twice. Think 10 years later. Don't think that you cannot do only at that time. Please think that after this, there is many sections that you have to pace it. It was easy to achieve, even though you see that it is really difficult. Now, if it is not difficult, so they will not do something. There is no effort when all of things, there is the obstacle in your life. Life needs obstacle. Life needs the lowest point. What for? To make you aware that you must effort, and that you must do something, be better. And then the important thing in life is about effort. Don't forget to pray. That because all of women here, have all of human in this world have the name of faith. Faith is about faith to God. They have God to believe that life needs faith. So when you have an effort, and then you think that your effort is really maximally, but you cannot get anything. So it means that you need a motivation. I have told you before that when you have an effort, so you have to have a motivation too. Because effort and motivation must be balanced in your life. And about reach the motivation first and be ready to stop and even get her. With many people outside who have a good thoughts and the performance, you have to get her. Yeah, if you are always at the lowest point, please move on. Move on. It means that you have to remind your faith about faith to God. And the second is you have to gather with many people outside who have a positive thinking and performance too. Because we can live in this world because our creator will always make us aware that life is a stage where we are born to always perform good things. So life needs obstacle, and the obstacle comes when you stop, when you stop doing positive thing, when you are in a kind of a zone. So please do what you wanna do, and then please do everything that you can do. Don't think stuck. Please think 2 years later, or maybe 10 years later. Alright, so that's about the 29 channels talk about at the lowest point with me, Riksa. Maybe the next section I will discuss more interesting not about this. And thank you very much all the listeners, and happy and enthusiastic. Okay, bye.